Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I heard a speaker speak on this the other day, and it reminded me of a talk I had done many years ago, so I'm going to put this in two parts, but I'm going to talk about getting along with difficult people. Now, ladies, each one of us, no doubt, has somebody in our life that we could use this to describe them. They're a difficult person. You know, I've known people, lots of people. Now, right now, I don't have any difficult people in my life. I'm just warning you. I have to say that because Kevin's the only one I really have in my life besides my daughter, Jeannie. And so I don't want anybody to think, oh, she's talking about this because she's trying to get along with him. No, he's not a difficult person to get along with. But I have had people that are difficult. I remember talking one time to a lady whose mother lived next door to her, and she had been a difficult person all her life. And she could never please her. Like, she'd go in and try to sweep the floor, and the mother would criticize her as she swept the floor. And I said, well, why would you think anything different, you know, from that lady? But anyway, let's get into the points here. Number one, when you're around a difficult person, I think the very first thing we should do is there any validity in what they are saying? Like, ask yourself, are you not doing a good job sweeping the floor? Now, if you say, I have done my best, I wasn't slothful, I wasn't just halfway doing it, then we go to step number two. Step number two, expect them to be bad. You know, I told that lady, I said, you keep hoping that your mom is going to be different. And she can't be different. It's not in her to see good in you. She doesn't see good in herself. That's the truth about most of these difficult people. When they are hard to get along with, it's because they don't like themselves. And they have far too much expectations for themselves in addition to having too much for you. But anyway, expect them to be bad. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Can I say this? When you keep hoping that somebody's going to change, it makes you sick. That's what that Bible says right there. And when you have these difficult people in your life, you need to give up thinking they're going to change and just accept that they are going to be that way. I'm reminded of a time I was with Mrs. Evans, and a lady came to her and said, my sister is impossible to be with, but I have to invite her to the birthday parties because if I don't, I'll never hear the end of it. And Mrs. Evans said, well, then you know that when she comes to the birthday parties that she's gonna do something to spoil it. You know, there's just those kind of people there. And the lady said, yeah, but this is a special birthday coming up, but I really wanted to be very special for my daughter. And Mrs. Evans said, well, why don't you just have a special party with you and that sister and your daughter, and accept, let the chips fall where they may, as far as that sister's concerned, she's still going to be upset with you no matter which way you go. And at least you'll have one party that's not ruined if you want it to be special for your daughter. So she said, expect her to be bad. She's going to always be bad. And you got to plan being with her, and you got to be on guard when you're with her, and you got to have limited time with her, especially when it's a difficult person. So point one, is there any validity in what they're saying in being a difficult person? And number two, expect them to be bad. Don't keep hoping and wishing that they're going to change. Stay tuned. Tomorrow we got three more points to teach you about getting along with difficult people. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.